featuring Patti LaBelle and Nona Hendrix, bisexual and soul singer, 60s, 70s, and beyond, even today. See you around. Enjoy the rest of the programming.
If you leave me, I'll never hear the bells. I'll never hear the bells. If you leave me, I'll never hear the bells. Do you hear what I hear when your lips are kissing mine?
Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
ASSKSAKATRON. 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 I was a punching bag. When I got out, I was a punching bag. You fuck with me, I'll fuck with you back. Ain't gonna fall between the cracks. Ass-Kickatron is the name of a band. Ass-Kickatron is the name of a plan. Ass-Kickatron, you gotta use your hand. Ass-Kickatron for woman or man.
Hello and welcome to CITR's Rainbow 24 Marathon, all day, all gay. We're plenty into this. We start at 6 a.m., so it's 11 now, and we've got some awesome local bands for you. Lunch Lady, a brand new band, haven't played a ton of shows, but they're awesome, and we're really excited to have them here. But before that, we're going to have Loose Tights, another amazing local band, so we'll be bringing that very shortly. And just lots of awesome queer punk, lots of local stuff, some older stuff, pretty much West Coast, you know, a lot of Portland, Olympia, San Francisco, and a lot of queer. So I'm Sarah C, and I'm going to kind of guide you through this. Like I said, we've got Lunch Lady and Loose Tights coming up right away for you. Before that, we're going to have a little bit of Hunks and His Punks. Pretty much as gay as you can get, really. I can't think of much gayer than Hunks and His Punks. I don't know, maybe he's putting it on a little bit, but, you know, it's pretty for real, I think. And it's pretty lovable in an obnoxious kind of way. So here it is. Keep away from Johnny, Hunks and His Punks.
I'm not afraid to Hi, this is Barb Snellgrove from Queer FM. You're listening to Rainbow 24 Voices on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
That was a Peepholes UK queercore band. And we're going to launch right into some live programming here. We've got Loose Tights live in the studio. Here they are.
Bury in the mines below our words. for Loose Tides.
That was very efficient set.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I think Lunch Lady's up sometime soon.
In the studio with Loose Tights. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves right into the microphone up close and tell me your name and what you play in the band?
I'm Nikki, I play bass.
I'm Caitlin, I play guitar.
I'm Dan, I hit things with sticks.
And I'm Besh, and I play guitar as well.
Awesome. How was that? How was your live studio performance?
Best show ever.
Yeah.
Our most efficient set ever.
Yes. No time in between songs. Just went for it.
It was serious business. I was wondering if that was how you usually roll or if it was just because of it was in the radio. Yeah, maybe you want to close the door. Getting warmed up in there, and it's going to be pretty good from the sounds of it. So you guys really got to tuck right into the mics if you can. So you've got a couple of picks for us. Why don't you tell us about them?
Sure. The first one is Menopause. It's another band I play in with Sasha and Sunny. And Sunny's actually away. We wanted to play this really bad, but she's in New York. So this song's called Gageoisie.
Awesome. And then what are we going to hear after that, just so we know?
We're going to hear Pap Pap, which is our friend who just moved here from Newfoundland.
Oh.
It rules too. So
little newfie queer music?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So this song's called Gageoisie.
Oh,
Okay, that was Margie Pepper here on CITR's Rainbow 24 Voices LGBT Crazy Marathon. Tell me about that band, Margie Pepper. What's with them?
It was Nikki's pick, but I know the band's from Olympia. They're pretty young. I've got the cassette tape.
Yeah,
plays in my Ford Taurus as I drive around town.
They came up here about a year ago now, and they played a show at our house at the mansion, and it was so awesome. We were just like, what is this band? It rules. And they have like a really cool space at Olympia that if anyone's going down there on tour, you should play because it's awesome. It's called Grandma's House. It's pretty cool.
They hosted Bad Fate, and they were very kind to us.
Yeah. Olympia is all about the house shows, hey?
Yeah.
Is it a house?
Yeah,
or is
it's
it,
a house.
Yeah. That's exciting, and they're also all about the queer bands. How did you get in touch with them for them to come up here and play?
Through some friends in Seattle, so a band called Megabog, that's really awesome as well. And then I think just like through mutual friends, they were like, we want to play Vancouver, who should we get a hold of?
Do you think that it's weird that there's not sort of more of a connection between, you know, even like Seattle and Olympia and Vancouver? Like it seems
I think it's the worst. I hate the border. I mean, it's so annoying. I got denied access about 2 months ago because they, I don't know, it's a huge ordeal. We had lemons in the car and we lied about it.
Don't lie about the citrus.
But now every time I go into the States, they give me like a return date. And if I don't return by that time, I'm banned for like 10 years or something crazy.
Wow.
Yeah,
don't screw that up because they will not hesitate to ban you for 10 years. They do it. Lemons.
Yeah.
Life handed them.
That's trouble. So before that, we heard Pap Pap, and that's Newfie? Newfie stuff?
Yeah.
Who's that? Tell us about them.
Well, our friend Jam from Newfoundland, we met them through Jules? Maybe you want to tell it, Bash. I'm not really sure what the connection is.
Well, our friend Jules Generic from Margaret Thrasher moved to Newfoundland in 2009, and we met all these amazing people from Newfoundland then. And now Jam's our roommate, and this is her project, or their project, and they sent it out to us.
Well,
yeah.
Why did she move to Newfoundland?
Jules?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe
romance?
Romance.
Really?
Ugh. Icebergs?
People that make zines meet other people that make zines, and then I don't know what else to say.
It has to be pretty romantic to move to Newfoundland.
Yeah. And then when we were there on the Smash Patriarchy tour that we did last summer, we met up with Jam again, and she was like, you know, maybe I should just come back with you. And we're like, come with us! And then we kidnapped her, but unfortunately, they broke their foot in Montreal on like a really crazy night, and then had to stay in Montreal, and we had to go through the States without her, and it was horrible.
Oh no.
But now they're here and it's awesome.
Good. Was that this band that was on the Smash Patriarchy tour?
No, it was Katie and the Lycan and Mansion Music and KMVP.
What other bands do you guys play in? You guys, I know, are all...
Yeah, we play in lots of bands. Rooms, it's a band with me and Bash and our other sister Katie, who's also in Katie and the Lycan. What other bands are you guys in right now?
I'm in a band called Haiku Charlie, and a band called Brave Irene.
And I'm in a band called So You Think You Can Sleep, which is
one of my favorite bands in the whole city.
Aww. Also, yeah, very labor-oriented.
So you guys are all about the politics.
Yeah.
Definitely. Tell us about the politics of this band. What are your songs about?
I think the content of our songs has a lot to do with classifications and class and labor and work as really vague themes. A lot of our songs don't have anything to do with those things, but we don't have a lot of songs, to be honest, but I think that's sort of, you know, one vein that we've come through for our lyrics. Trying to sort of think of our other...
Marriage.
Yeah, just, I mean, also gender politics as well. Marriage and the feminization of poverty.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you guys think about, like, a queer music scene in Vancouver? Do you think that's a cohesive thing that exists?
I think that the music scene in Vancouver is really exciting right now, especially with all like female-dominated bands that are happening. I just, like, I'm so excited all the time. And I think it would be really cool if people started identifying as queer and kind of embracing that term. Yeah, and I think it is possible, and people are working to do that.
What do you think that it means to embrace the term queer or to identify yourself as queer?
Yeah, well, it could mean, like, simply just, like, trying to work against the gender that's been assigned to you. Or just not identifying as straight, you know, like not even wanting to really be identified, and just like using the term queer as something that's like bigger and more encompassing.
Yeah, deconstructing the set of like sex roles and such.
Yeah.
Yes, that is awesome. Okay, we're going to listen to some more music, and we'll be back soon with Lunch Lady live in the studio here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah Cordingley. I'm the music director here at CITR. And you may also be listening to us online at citr.ca. Or you might be podcasting us after the fact, after this very wonderful 24 hours, all day, all gay, rainbow, 24 LGBT voices. Yes. Here's New Bloods. And here we go live to Lunch Lady in the CITR studios, 101.9 FM CITR.
Hello, we're Lunch Lady. This song is called Tattoo.
Thank you.
called Ambrosia Salad.
one now?
Yeah.
Really?
We're Lunch Lady. My name is Sloppy Jane, and we have Doris on bass, and we have Helen Goddamn on drums. Woo! Ow! And we have one more song, and it's called Go For It, Awkward Preteen. Mm-hmm. There's only one, this black and white Yamaha that you hear.